This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
It's technically Natalie, two Coleys, and a Young.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We got to give a shout out to Erica also.
And I'm sorry, we do. That's right. This is tough to keep track of, guys. we had Dale in, so I'm counting that in my
Dale
memory bank.
Dale and Rita Coley.
Yes. And then we
Lauren
have
Young.
Yes.
Ali DeLatte.
DeLatte, yes.
And then out doing the work. Dr. E, Erica Coley.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
That's the whole crew.
Well, we're missing someone. Yeah. That's right.
That's the whole crew right there.
So we could, we only have four microphones.
Right.
So
she doesn't want to come in anyway.
And Dale couldn't scamper out of here quick enough. So we're back here on a Monday, as we were mentioning. The Do Something Great Awards was such a great event last year, coming off of not every time you word it that way, when COVID relaxed a little bit and people were able to sort of get back in person, it was a really nice one of the first sort of things going back, being out at the Mount Zion Convention Center and having people. And that wonderful family came down, who lost their daughter to COVID and, made so much good out of that. We've talked about this with Dale and Rita over the years, with what they've done through the foundation and the golf outing and raising money, how you take tragedy and turn it into good for a community. But it was great. I just remember sort of feeling like, boy, it's nice to see everybody.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we hope you come out of the event today is very inspired and nothing says it better than the family we're honoring here today.
All right. When did they start? When did the
this is our 18th year.
Of doing, well, it's a lot more public and consumed by, I think, a lot more people. And that's good. People don't do this for recognition. There's not anybody sitting in here today or Dale that does what they do because they want some piece of hardware, right?
Most people shy away from it.
Yeah. But those people deserve it more. And so I know it feels a little kind of, embarrassing, talking about yourself or what you do. And I hate, you guys had to lie to me.
We tricked you.
so I get it, but that doesn't mean, here's why I think it's important to be very public about it and do this, because it inspires other people and other families to do the same thing. It's one of those things when, for years we would talk to Howard about these anonymous donations. Like, look, we don't, it's not about you getting the credit. It's about you inspiring other people to do things. And I think that's when you made this way more public and bigger crowd. You are getting that message out there to people that families of all sizes or individuals can have an impact and make a difference in our community.
Exactly. And we also want to give our community hope that there are people that are rising to the challenge and they're not doing it for recognition and they're not talking about it. They're just actually going out in the community and doing the work.
Yeah. And how many different awards are there?
Seven.
Okay. And people nominate them from the community, correct?
And I do want to encourage, and I'll mention that today in my remarks, that if you're so inspired, you can send that nomination. I think people forget about it, and you walk out of there with it on your heart that you want to nominate someone, and you're inspired by the stories and the recipients today, and we encourage you, send it in today. I'll put it in a file. So I want people to nominate people and to recognize everything that is so wonderful in this community.
All right. So Rita, let's start with you. How did the Salvation Army approach you, or did you approach them? I mean, how did you guys become chairs of their big end of the year Christmas holiday campaign fundraising efforts? How did all that start?
I'm sure it started with a conversation between Kyle Carson and Dale, which then went to the girls to encourage mom to go along with it.
Oh, that's how the family dynamic works.
That's kind of how the family dynamic works. I'm usually the one with the heels and the sand saying, no, no, no. And Dale's like, oh, it'll be such a great thing. And then the girls are very supportive and bring the whole crew along. And it was such an incredible experience. I cannot say enough about the knowledge we gained about the Salvation Army, about volunteering. We chose to take our little ones out. And Dixie, who's 10, really, I think, helped tremendously in bridging the gap between the little ones and what they were doing there. And she was so gracious at Kroger. They were just wonderful. It was a great experience, the entire thing. I would encourage anyone who's asked to do it to jump in.
It's a commitment, though. And then you own whether you hit that goal or not. I think it's one thing people don't understand. There's some internal pressure, about not letting somebody or an organization down that weighs on you a little bit, right?
That's true, and especially with the environment in which we, with COVID and people not getting out and attending things, you were just concerned that you wouldn't have the support this year. And, it's amazing. This is the most generous community ever because people came out tenfold. It was very well attended, and people loved being out. being together again, and the holidays, the Christmas music, the Julie McClary concert, the things that we were able to be involved with, they inspired us to want to do more.
All right. So how much convincing, and you, either one of you can take this, how much arm twisting did you have to do?
It's easy to get Dad to buy in to help the community. And Mom is very nice about the way she said that. But she is really up there with Dad on wanting to make sure that his step is, you know, being taken to the next level. So it didn't take that much arm twisting from Kyle and us.
Well, it's a big commitment. That's a, you know, not a one time kind of thing on a Saturday night. You know, that's a months long, mm-hmm. you know, campaign with a lot of moving pieces. And so and once again, too, you know, inflation and people are out there, you know, the ability to give, all of those things factor in. So what was your favorite part of the whole thing?
I'm just always kind of humbled by the fact that you interact with people in this community during that season, especially that have stories of an army touch their lives, and you don't realize that. And I was inspired a little by how much dignity the organization gives back to people within our community. It's really giving them opportunities. And I've lived here my whole life, and I had no idea the breadth that the Salvation Army has specifically in Decatur. So I really enjoyed learning about that.
Yeah, it is educational. And you know, seeing it on the front line, so often people don't, right? Mm-hmm. And that is humbling, you know, when you've been into a pantry or seen the homeless shelter or see the clients that are there, and then you realize, like on a 13-degree day, what that must be like for their lives. You know, it is hard to unsee that. Mm-hmm. The United Way used to do impact tours to do mm-hmm. just that. So, you know, people would write a check. I remember Frank getting off a bus. You know, you wouldn't find a more charitable guy or family. Dunn Company had been involved, and he got off that impact tour and he said, I've been writing checks to the United Way for 50 years and I had no idea. Mm-hmm. So seeing that, I wish more people did that. Yes. It matters. All right. So tell me a little bit about the family that this award is named after.
So the award that the Coley family are receiving today is the Bob and Bev Kettenbrink Award. And they owned Spacemark here in town, if anyone recalls that business. They, again, as you spoke earlier, did everything anonymously. Their bequest established three different foundations, one with us, and that is a ward we steward, and that is where our emergency funding and a lot of the funding that we partner with the Coleys on the vaccination efforts here in town was from the Kettenbrinks. They established an educational foundation with a $2 million lead gift, and they established an animal foundation with a $3 million lead gift, and all of that funding is for Macon County with the animal foundation. So it's, again, one of the largest, you know, giving a 5% distribution every year to support causes here. So just a great family, and that's what we saw. And the recipients every year that receive this honor, they also receive a $1,000 stipend to give to the charity of their choice so that we can support the work they do and give a small gift in their name.
Okay. Do we know which charity it's going to support? I have an idea.
Absolutely. Stone Thrown Forward.
There we go.
And we have an idea what we're going to do with the money.
Great. Yes. All right. So talk to me a little bit. I know we've talked a lot about that, but you get new people all the time. Talk to me about the formation of this and just how many lives you've impacted.
Well, we go back 8 years. We lost a son to a sudden cardiac event. And when you go through something like that, it's important to be able to do something to give back. And so we developed a foundation that would screen high school athletes for any kind of heart condition. At that age, you have kind of a captured group with high school physicals. And it's an important time. It's an important time in their growth and their experiences. They're all out doing as much as they can. And so we want to know if they're healthy and if they have any underlying condition that might cause them a problem down the road. So we have approached the 14 schools in our community about coming alongside when their high school athletes go through their school physicals. And we've done it for 6-7 years now, so it's become common. But we still find every year students that need further testing. And we encourage them and support them and connect to them with pediatric cardiology and we feel that's been a significant contribution to the community. We've come alongside Millikan University as well. We have the support of both of the hospitals as well as orthopedic rehab specialists. They're actually providing the screening now in the schools. So we have advanced that project to also entail CPR training and defibrillator training. There's kind of a lack in our community with American Heart Association going to Peoria, accessing the mannequins and trainers. So we're purchasing those at this time so that we can actually do something.
Save lives.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it's often because there's no symptom. I mean, you know, this stuff that happens, you know, it's out of the blue and people have no idea. So if you find out there's something there to look into, they can then look into it. Well, kudos and congrats. Who's given the speech today?
Allie actually has worked very hard on it. The girls have gone to school and had formal training in speaking, and so I feel like they're the better one to do it, but it'll probably be Dale.
Well, maybe there's time for, you just don't want to be like the last producer at the Oscars, you know, when they're playing the music.
Yeah. They are the grand finale.
They are the grand finale.
We've built it in, so they have plenty of time. We share, the video is very emotional, and so we kick that off and get everything rolling. So,
well, there's kudos to all of you guys for what you do in the community, not just this award, but what you do year round. But there will be a lot of other folks that will be honored today in different categories.
Exactly.
So, watch nowtokater.com. We'll have photos and stories from the event. Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Natalie. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.